dear Rabbi Lef, are you allowed to make a bracha on a food item such as a cookie, water, etc. while you're standing, or is sitting a prerequisite for making a bracha? If you make Kiddush Shabbos morning and eat mizonos, but shortly after have to leave to a Kiddush at Shul, do you have to remake a bracha on the mizonos, or you can rely on the mizonos bracha that was originally said at the time of Kiddush? Finally, can you make a bracha on food or daven, for example, marav at home in pajamas? Thank you, Anonymous from Zurich. Okay, first of all, you can make a bracha sitting or standing. There's no prerequisite that you have to sit specifically or stand specifically. If you make Kiddush Shabbos morning and eat mizonos and then go to shul where you're going to continue at a Kiddush there, you don't have to make another mizonos, and you don't make a bracha achrona on the mizonos you ate at home. You make only one bracha achrona at the end of the Kiddush in shul. However, there is a question whether you have to make a bracha on other things like shahakol and similarly adama or whatever other things that may be at the Kiddush that are not mizonos, and preferably you should have someone else be motzi you in those brachas. And making a bracha on food or davening mariv at home in pajamas, davening mariv, definitely one should not do in pajamas, even with a robe on, because one has to daven in clothing that would be fit to stand in front of important people, and one does not stand in front of important people even with a bathrobe and pajamas. However, if one is sick, he does not have to get dressed to daven. He can put on a robe and daven in a robe and pajamas. This would apply similarly to benching. However, other brachos one can make if one is wearing pajamas.